This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, and welcome to QM Meeting, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and the sort of bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for the sultry, velvety voice of Bradley Dean, I obviously don't have that. I have a face made for radio and a voice made for TV. I'm Tim Brown, the editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. For Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, and I'm coming to you live here from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Filling in for Bradley today, and we're supposed to have a guest on. We'll see if he calls in during the hour. I don't know. He should have already called in, but we don't have that just yet. So, with that said, if you'd like to call in any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, you're free to give a comment or speak about the issue we're going to talk about. Now, we were expecting a particular guest to speak about what's going on in the Middle East, Palestine, Israel, modern-day Israel, and such. And if he calls in, we'll take that call and we'll bring him on. But if not, there are some things that I want to let you know what's going on. First of all, let me take you to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And also, before I do that, let me just make sure you know about the websites that we have. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. They're two different sites, but they work with one another, to help, you know, coordinate things as to how the Sons of Liberty do their ministry around the country. And so I hope you'll check out both of those sites. We also have Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can go to Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. And also you can check out Bradley on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, for whatever that's worth. And I'm sorry if you hear little dings in the background. I'm using my computer to call through here. I don't know how to shut that off. I turned out all of the system notifications and things of that nature. I've shut all that off, but for whatever reason, I don't have any control over where these other ones are coming from. And so if you hear that, I apologize for that. It may happen once or twice during the broadcast, and I apologize for it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. California, cops shoot innocent, unarmed woman and forces her to crawl to him as she bleeds out. Now, this reminds me of what went on in Arizona. Remember that cop that had the AR-15? He's in a short distance hallway in a hotel, and he's basically begging the guy. The guy's like literally crawling to him, saying, if you just touch anything, this, that, and the other, you know, we're going to shoot you. And the guy executes him on the spot. And the cop gets basically nothing except let go from the police force. And folks, you can buy into the propaganda about all of this stuff containing to the thin blue line all you want. And look, I'm going to tell you straight up, any good police officer out there will call these people out too. They have done it with me, They stand up for what's right because they've been properly trained. And they notice the bad cops in the mix, and they will call them out. But if you buy into the thing that just because we point out the bad things that are going on in the police force, that's part of the problem that you're buying into. Another thing, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the kosher grocery store shooting and the murder of Liberty. Now, this is from our friend Kurt Nemo, and you want to check that out. I don't know what this dinging is. Oh, I see what it is. It's something coming up with some messages. Let me just cut that off. I see what that is. All right, so now that we got that out of the way, I think I'm clear. I think I'm in the clear. We'll see what happens, okay? Live radio here. Okay, so Kurt is pointing out this issue of what we've seen with the BDS protests, okay? And with the BDS protests, look, I'm in South Carolina. South Carolina has unconstitutionally passed legislation by a bunch of Marxists who want to shut people up like me, who might criticize actions of the Israeli government. Not Jews. I've got my thing to say to Jews, but I say to them as individuals in love, you need to repent just like Jesus and the apostles called them to repent and embrace their Messiah. But to criticize a foreign government, I don't care if it's Israel, a Muslim country, Russia, China, who you pick your nation. I mean, my goodness, I criticize my own government for violating the law. Why should I be banned for criticizing a foreign government who is not the United States government, the government that is supposed to represent me and represent the law? I shouldn't. And those people who passed that, the governors who signed it, and you know what? Let's talk about Trump here. Let's talk about him just for a moment. We have President Trump engaging in an executive order that is unlawful. Okay? While you're being diverted by this stupid farce of an impeachment hearing, the circus clowns who are pushing this stuff through, okay? The House and the Senate just passed amnesty for over 1.5 million illegal aliens. That's going to the president's desk. You haven't heard about that, have you? You haven't heard about that on the mainstream media. The illegal aliens and their employers won a major battle in the U.S. House today, while 99% of America's citizens, this was yesterday actually, including conservatives who read the Drudge Report and WorldNet Daily, were completely oblivious. And some of you out there, I know you've made Trump your Caesar. You've made him your God. I get it. I get why you've done that, because he's better than Hillary, which isn't saying very much. But you've got to understand something. H.R. 5038 was passed. And it was passed under the nose of the media. Actually, it wasn't. They knew what was going on. It's been passed under the nose of the media. Passed by the House. Passed by the Senate. And what are you left with, America? Remember that guy who complained about all the immigrants? America First, all that stuff? It's going to his desk. Is he going to sign it? My guess is he probably is going to sign it. We'll see what happens with that. But my guess is he's probably going to do that. Okay? H.R. 5038, you want to call? House voted 255 to 165. We'll be right back out of these messages. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, welcome to Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And look, if you want to call in at any time during the hour, you can do so. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, look, I was expecting a guest today. Guest is less down, but that's okay. You know, God has given us everything we need for life and godliness, and so we're going to pursue that. And one of the things I want to do is I want to pursue the issue of free thought and free speech, okay? Now, look, our Creator gave us a mind. The government didn't give us our minds. It didn't give us our mouth. It didn't give us our voice. Our Creator did that. That is what is referred to as a natural law. All men, regardless of their creed, religion, stripe, whatever it is, understand that, okay? I'm not here, and nor when I write am I here to be the thought police. I'm not. There is speech that is not protected, and that is lawless speech. In other words, you come out and you threaten somebody to kill them, to rape them, to harm them. That is not protected speech. That is criminal, okay? And don't fall for the argument given by Schumer and such that says, well, the First Amendment is not unrestricted. No, the First Amendment is unrestricted. It completely is. Congress has no authority to write any law, which means the president cannot enact or sign law lawfully that restricts free speech, lawful free speech. He cannot write an executive order that restricts free speech, no matter how offensive that may be to some people. He doesn't, neither one of us, in fact, the president doesn't have authorization to write law at all. At all. Zero. I don't care if he's a Republican or a Democrat. You say, well, amen, Tim, that's good. Okay. See, some of you listening to me out there, you listen to Bradley, and if Obama, the usurper, Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, if he was in power, you would be right there in anything that I said against him, you would be going, amen. And yet, when a Republican's office and he does the same things. Do you know what you do? You bow before him to the chaotic music that goes on around you by the useful idiots and the CIA-controlled media and your favorite political idols. Well, I don't do that. I think for myself, Mr. Brown. What are you doing? You're degrading me. No, I'm just telling you, guys, look. A lot of you out there, you mean well. You really do. But the problem is you get misguided in things. And you'd rather support a political party with a political ideology that's given you squat over the past, what, 40 decades? Or, excuse me, four decades, not 40 decades. I was going to say 40 years, four decades. The Reagan Revolution. Everybody talks about Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan allowed the Department of Education. It's unconstitutional. He said it was unconstitutional. He allowed it to stay in power. That's a large reason why you have the problems today, because you've allowed the 10th Amendment to be violated, what the federal government dictates to your local public indoctrination centers via money. You've allowed it, America. You, those of you listening, me, I wasn't allowing it at a certain point, but hey, look, if we're not speaking out against it, we're allowing it. You want to know why there are such people as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Because the American people allowed that indoctrination to take place in the public school systems to allow little minds that were meant to be fashioned for the glory of God to be formed into little socialist, communist minions to be forced into the meat grinder. Yes, I'm giving you the imagery from Pink Floyd, The Wall, so that they come out like little, you know, cookie cutter people. That's the issue. And so you say, how can this be happening in our country? Because Americans have become like that of Sodom and Gomorrah. They become, you know, the phraseology is fat, dumb, and happy. We have a land of plenty. And look, I'm considered, my wife and I have 10 kids. We make roughly $72,000 a year. We're considered poverty level by our own government. And there are people who are far worse off financially and everything than we are. And yet all of us in this country have an abundance compared to other people throughout the world. God has blessed us. He really has. Just like he promised the people of Israel when they came into the land. And in Deuteronomy 6, he said, you teach your children these things because I'm bringing them into a land where you're going to partake of the vineyards that you didn't plant. And you're going to have houses that you didn't build. And you're going to have all these things that I'm giving you that you didn't do for yourself. I'm giving them to you because of the sin of the people before you. And you teach your kids who gave this to you and his commands, all of his commands, Deuteronomy 6. So that they don't forget me. They don't forget me. Now, folks, I got to tell you, when you look back in our history, and I'm talking about before the Constitution, because the Constitution wasn't where America was made great. It was made great hundreds of years before that. In fact, it was made so great that the simple reading of the Bible at the breakfast table and at the dinner table produced over 90% literacy in the population in rural areas. And it was higher in the urban areas, in the cities. So much so that it rivaled that of Great Britain at the time. Okay? Just a simple Bible reading. There wasn't all this elaborate education that we talk about now, which is really a lot of indoctrination. Some of it is education, but a lot of it's indoctrination. And so if you want to make America great, I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm not sorry. I'm just going to shoot it to you straight. It's not the economy, stupid. It's how are you educating? Are you teaching kids to retain facts or to actually think through things? Are you teaching them what the Creator commanded? Are you teaching them the thoughts of men who think they're wise, but they're really fools? Telling you, well, a boy can think he's a girl, and that means he's a girl. Or a girl can think she's a boy, and that makes her a boy. And then talk about all kinds of weird, perverted things that are not sex. They're perversions. We need to quit calling it that. Because sex is short for sexual intercourse. And that's between a man and a woman in a marriage. That's really where it's defined. Yes, can it take place outside of that? Yes. But the Creator condemns that, and that's part of the commands that we're to teach our kids not to engage in. Do you see? And we abandon these things thinking that we know better than the Creator. All will be well. It's okay. And then we see the results of it, and we go, how did this happen? Well, I can tell you. Because we abandon the commands of our Creator. Now, I'm leading down a road here, and I want to get back to where I'm at, but I want you to understand, I'm going to the issue of what our Creator gave. He gave us a mind to think. He gave us a mouth to speak, and I don't know where that dinging is coming from. I shut off the thing that was dinging. We have all these things that our Creator gave us. And in our Constitution, we said, federal government, you can't write law about this. And we never gave authorization to the president to form any policy because his policy is supposed to be based on the law. And since we told Congress you can't write law on this stuff, the president has no say in it. And yet, Donald Trump has come out with things that he wants to go after what goes on on particular campuses. Right, quote unquote anti-Semitism on campuses. Well, that's going to his desk too. We have the immigration issue that's going there. Okay, we'll see whether or not he's really America first, because I'm telling you what, there's a lot of things that Donald Trump has advanced that's not America first. It's not constitutional, it's unconstitutional, and frankly, and I've told people this over and over and over. There are things that Donald Trump could be impeached for, but if he was, nobody would back it. You know why? Because both sides of that political aisle that our founding fathers warned us about in a two-party system would back it. They would back it wholeheartedly. In fact, they're backing some of this stuff here. So hang on. I want to get to a thing to deal with this whole BDS infringement and all of this other stuff. Write these messages. Hang on. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Votes on impeachment in the House-led Judiciary Committee are expected later today or tonight. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson calls the entire impeachment process a charade.
This impeachment's going to fail. The Democrats will pay a heavy political price for it. But the Pandora's box they've opened today will do irreparable injury to our country in the years ahead.
House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says he's hopeful that Congress will finish up the appropriations bill before next week's deadline.
It's so unfortunate that here we are waiting to the end of the year with something that should have been done much sooner, but impeachment has overtaken everything in this body.
The government is due to run out of money at the end of next week. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says that she believes a plan will be put forth to move forward funding bills and says there will be no lockdown. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, welcome to Sons of Liberty, SonsofLibertyRadio.com, SonsofLibertyMovie.com. And let me just start off with this, okay? Let me start with my home state here, the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. If you're asking why I say the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, go back and do your history. It's not the Civil War. It's the War of Northern Aggression. Abraham Lincoln was not a patriot, folks. He wasn't. If you've been indoctrinated with that, that's part of the problem. Go back and look into the history. Go back and read the documents. This guy was a tyrant. He violated the U.S. Constitution. And you can say, well, there was slavery in it. Okay, go back and read what Abraham Lincoln said about slavery before he made it a political issue to advance his own power and invaded with American armies a sovereign state of the United States. Small u. Okay? Go back and look at that. I don't have time to educate the people on that right now. Do your own homework on it and see what it says. This is South Carolina. H3643. This was in 2017. In response to the whole BDS, you know, boycott deal of Israel. Now look. I'm not going to praise the people who are behind a lot of that stuff. They are Muslim antichrist for the majority, okay? But the fact of the matter is, if you want to protest and boycott a country, knock yourself out. That is a freedom that you have, okay? That is a freedom that you have. You really do have that. And it may disagree with a lot of people who are of my mindset. But that is a freedom that you have. But South Carolina, the state that really led in the fight against tyranny in the 1850s and 1860s, not only under Nikki Haley, who was a turncoat, took down the Confederate flag, which stood for something, it stood for a opposition against tyranny,
But they passed this thing. It's not law. It's pretended legislation. H-3643. To make it illegal to protest against Israel. The government there. And claim it's anti-Semitism. Folks, you need to understand something. I planted a church for over a decade with a gentleman who's gone to be with the Lord now. And this guy worked in textiles. He went to Turkey. He went to Israel. He was all over the Middle East, actually. And he told me, he said, you know, it's kind of interesting, Tim. I go over there, and for, you know, large part, you don't really see anything going on over there in Israel. I know occasionally there are things that go on, but you really don't see anything. And he said, the funny thing is, half are what's considered Jews, and the other half are considered Arabs. And he says, of those who claim they're Jews, about 80% of them look like you and me. They're European. They're like white European. And only about 20% of them are actual Semitic people. They actually look like they come from the Middle East. But in either case, the Bible is very clear that if they reject the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came, God in the flesh, as the Gospel of John opens up, the Creator, the one who made all things, if they reject that he came in the flesh, they hold to the same ideology as the Muslims, and that is they reject that, and John says they're Antichrist. I mean, Jesus himself said, you're of your father, the devil. I know you're saying that Abraham's your father, but if Abraham was your father, you'd be doing the works that Abraham did. You'd have the same faith. Paul says in the book of Galatians, where he shoots down this ideology that you know, God's people come through a pedigree, a physical line or something. It doesn't. Those who have the faith are the children of Abraham. The true Israel is not a geopolitical postage stamp piece of land in the Middle East. It is the people of God. Read the last chapter of Galatians. The blessings of God fall upon the church and those who are the true Israel. And Paul even says it in Romans too. He says the true Jew is not one circumcised of the flesh, but one of the heart people. And why we get bent out of shape about this is beyond me. Is it because of Nazi Germany? Look, it was really bad. Am I saying that Jews ought to go to the gas chamber? No, I'm not saying any of that. We should love those people enough to tell them the truth. Give them the gospel. Call them to repentance. Call them to true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that they reject, just like their forefathers did. They reject them. Look, if our Lord Jesus Christ called their forefathers to repentance, called them out for their hypocrisy, called them out for their lawlessness, specifically, you can read Matthew 23 over that. Are we any better than Jesus was? Are we higher than our master? No, we're not. In fact, you know, I kind of wonder, in saying these things, if I'm going to have somebody show up and kick in my door here in South Carolina for saying, you know what the Bible says, 1 John 2:22, who's the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One? This is the Antichrist. You people trying to pin the tail on the Antichrist out there somewhere as a world leader and all this stuff. The Bible breaks it down. John does that. He says this is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. 1 John 2:22. 1 John 2:18. Children, it's the last hour. As you've heard, the Antichrist is coming. So now many Antichrists have come. And we know it's the last hour. And he's writing before 70 AD, by the way. Not late in the first century. He's writing there and he's talking about, I mean, good night. The very day the Roman armies seized Jerusalem, there were false teachers saying, God's going to deliver us. And people are still listening. While the people who heard Jesus' words from Matthew 24 and said, when you see the armies surrounding Jerusalem, you get out of Dodge. Now, he didn't use that phrase, but he says you get out of the city, right? 1 John 4:3.
Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. But what is he saying? That they don't confess Jesus. Because demons confess Jesus. Remember, Jesus walked up to the guy who was demon-possessed, and he says, oh, what do we have to do with you, you Son of God, you Holy One? And they beg to be let out into the pigs. And Jesus says, yeah, go ahead. They recognize Jesus is there. James tells us that the devils believe there's a God and they tremble. Doesn't change them. This is the issue. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. What has John said about Jesus? John 1:1. He was in the beginning with God and he was God. Not a God. He was God. He's the creator. That's what he's getting at. He says, this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and now is in the world. 2 John 1:7, the last one I'll give you. For many deceivers have gone into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. And what is John conveying? That the creator, the sovereign, glorious, majestic creator, came in the flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ. He says any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Now look, and he warns us, if somebody comes to your house with that doctrine, he says, you're not to let them in. Now, there are a lot of people who don't necessarily hold to the doctrine. They've just been kind of taught these things. And I think we should reach out to them in love and communicate the gospel, just like Jesus, just like the apostles, just like the apostle Paul. But here's the thing, folks. We've got to understand this land over here in the Middle East that calls itself Israel. There's a whole history behind that. I don't even know if I'm going to have time to get into some of that. But you really need to do your homework. Look up Theodore Herzl. Find out where he wanted to plant Israel. Uganda, of all places. And it was people with a twisted mentality and a doctrine from the scripture that they did twist it, that they said, no, you guys got to put this in Jerusalem. And they pushed that into the Middle East. And so here's the thing I want you to think about. When these laws come into play, like in South Carolina, H-3643, that says, you know, you can't be anti-Semite. Okay, well, nobody wants anybody to hate anybody. But here's the fact of the matter. Now it makes it illegal for you to have a boycott against a foreign government, namely Israel. Not any other government. We don't have one here against Muslim nations, Asian nations, Russia, or any of that other. We have it against Israel. That's a real problem, folks. That's a real problem. And it's a violation of the Constitution's protections of free speech. It really is. And of assembly, I might add, as well. But it's not just that. Word is out that President Trump has an executive order that targets what the White House describes as a growing problem of anti-Semitic harassment on U.S. college campuses. When did the federal government get control over U.S. college campuses and what gets said and what's done on that? Oh, they didn't, did they? Now, if you disagree with me, you know the number, 1-866-582-9933. You can call in. You're welcome to challenge me, but I'm going to tell you this. If you call in, article, section, and clause, please, from Article 1 or Article 2, to show me where your authority comes from. Otherwise, you're just buying along with the propaganda. And I'm going to take this up in the final section here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, welcome back to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, and I just want to jump right into this because we're in the last section, and sometimes I ramble a little bit on, and I apologize for that, but I do want you to get my point about this. This is not about Israel per se, even though I think we need a really big spiritual awakening, because for over 100 years, America has been fed this lie that we're in the quote-unquote last days. That, you know, hell, the world's going to hell in a handbasket, which is just the furthest thing from what our original founders, and I'm not talking about the guys of the Constitution, I'm talking about the guys who came here on the Mayflower, had in mind. They had a glorious future ahead of them because they believed that God was going to get exactly what Jesus paid for, and that was all of his people. The glory of God was going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. They were going to see all of that. Do you know why the Sons of Liberty have the message that we have? Because we believe that same thing. We don't believe the world's going into hell in a handbasket. We believe that God is judging the nation. There's no question about that. But you know what? God's not done with the world. His gospel is still going forth. And while other countries are experiencing the power of the gospel, even in fighting against certain elements of communism in places like China, and winning the day slowly but surely, America is turning away from her God, and you know what? Your sins are finding you out. Our sins are finding us out. With that said, South Carolina, 2018, the first state to adopt uniform definition of anti-Semitism. This is out of the Jewish Telegraphic Agency.
And what they wrote was the proviso uses as its template the State Department definition of anti-Semitism. Okay. Which includes as anti-Semitic calls for violence against Jews. Well, I'm against that. That's for sure. Advancing conspiracy theories about Jewish control and Holocaust denial. Okay, right there, you're starting to get into other issues of thought. Okay? Because I've seen people targeted for just simply questioning the numbers that were given. They weren't denying that there was a Holocaust. They're not denying that Jews were killed, that they were treated unfairly, that they were unlawfully executed, and all of this. They just questioned the numbers that were out there, and that's considered, quote-unquote, Holocaust denial. That's a slippery slope, folks. You need to be careful of it. It does not target speech. This is according to, again, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. It does not target speech. Yes, it does. Only unprotected conduct, such as harassment, assault, and vandalism, according to Stand With Us. See, they don't cite the law itself. And Stand With Us is an Israel education organization which operates on college campuses. In a statement, Stand With Us praised Governor Henry McMaster for signing the proviso. We need to define anti-Semitism in order to defeat it, said Roz Rothstein, the group's CEO. Thankfully, South Carolina is leading the way. No, South Carolina is seeking to infringe on free speech. We already know what this is. And if we were really to define Semitism, we would define it as it really is. That is a Semitic people. And as I said, look, I have Jewish writers who contribute. I don't hate those people. I disagree with a lot of their ideology. Some of their news reporting and commentary is great. It really is. But the fact of the matter is this. I stand opposed to the theology that's behind Judaism in the same way the Lord Jesus did, the apostles did, the apostle Paul, all of that. That doesn't mean I hate Jews or even Semitic people. But this is a step towards that. Now, the other thing is this. The issue here with Donald Trump and his executive order on these college campuses. Again, I ask President Trump and his supporters, constitutional authority, please, for how you're doing this. Where's your authority for this? You have none. Zero. Zip. Nada in the Constitution. You are a usurper of the law. I know you might mean well, but you're usurping the law to do that. And so in the same sense, you're doing the same thing that the political opposition, and I've got my fingers up in those little quotes, do for other things. They mean well to take care of the poor and needy and this, that, and the other. And so they're willing to rob the people of the United States. They're willing to usurp the Constitution in order to steal from one person to give to another. It's called socialism. And yes, President Trump, that is what takes place in America on a daily basis. The fact that he stood before the American people and said this will never be a socialist country is laughable. It is a socialist country in many ways. It has already become that. ABC News puts it forth as this. The order instructs the U.S. Department of Education, an unconstitutional agency that should have been done with away with as soon as Ronald Reagan got in office, but he left it in there. So all of the Reagan Revolution people, guess what? You can thank Ronald Reagan that we still have that because he knew it was unconstitutional, said it was, and did do a thing about it. He uses the U.S. Department of Education to use the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism, which can include criticism of Israel, a government, not a religious ideology, not a particular individual, a government, when evaluating discrimination complaints under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, which is a bogus thing too, okay? On that basis, the Education Department could withhold funding from universities that it finds in violation of the article. Well, they're not supposed to be funding the universities in the first place. The federal government has no authority, zero, zip, nada, to be involved in any education whatsoever at the college, at the local level, at the state level. They have no authority. That's the 10th Amendment, people. Whatever we didn't authorize to the federal government, that belongs to the states and the people. And frankly, the states don't have authority in that matter either. Education is a responsibility of parents, period. That's it. That's it. Okay? So, critics have said, this is again according to ABC News, critics say the order is designed less to combat anti-Semitism than to have a chilling effect on free speech and crack down on campus critics of Israel. I completely agree. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, now let me let you know something about Benjamin Netanyahu. For decades, he was telling us Iran's going to have nukes within a year. For decades, go back and read the news stories, people. He's been telling that for years. We still don't have any evidence that they actually have one. They may be building one. And look, I don't like the fact that Iran has nukes, but the fact of the matter is, you really think those people are going to use it? I mean, I asked that question seriously. Everybody worried about India and Pakistan having them. Do we have any problem with India and Pakistan launching nukes anywhere? Nope. Once they got them, everybody left them alone. And I got to tell you, my thought is pretty much the same on Iran. They're talking a big game. They hold to an ideology that I totally disagree with. It is anti-Christian, it is anti-American. No question about it. But if you think those guys in Tehran are going to launch a nuke from Tehran against even Israel, Israel has hundreds of nukes that we've supplied to them. You don't think there'll be a glass, you know, just a landscape of barren glass in somewhere should they launch a nuke? You're kidding yourself. The people at the top don't want to lose their lives. They don't. They really don't. Yes, they hate America. Yes, those leaders hate, but the Iranian people don't hate us. The majority of them. Any more than the Russian people hate Americans. They just don't. It's their government. It's their power-hungry war pigs. That's what it is. That's the people who want to do it. Here's what Benjamin Netanyahu said. He said that free speech was not limitless. That counters the very things established in our Constitution. Benjamin Netanyahu, saying that, sides with people like Chuck Schumer. He says, quote, free speech is not carte blanche for any anti-Semitic attacks on the Jewish people and the state of Israel. Now, let me stop you right there and let you think about something right quick. If you quoted the passages I quoted from 1st and 2nd John and said, those who are Judaizers, who reject the Messiah, the Bible says that you're Antichrist, and it calls you to repentance and to embrace the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to ask you something. Could that be considered anti-Semitic? For Netanyahu, it sounds like it is. I'll let you be the determiner of that, all right? 23 hours, Bradley, be back with you. Thank you for your time today. Tim Brown saying, see ya, and God bless you. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.